الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل إيمانه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My most respected ulama ikram, elders, dear brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, once again, it is a Mubarak and a blessed day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the complete blessings and the barakat of this great day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Jumu'ah from us and make it a means of our salvation and our najat on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the speaker sincerity, ikhlas, and grant those who listen sincerity and ikhlas, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. The Hadith Sharif, which has been recited, is a narration which is found in Abu Dawud Sharif. And in this Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has indicated to four qualities which a mu'min, a believer, if he imbibes, he develops within himself, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ إِيمَانَهُ. Then this person's iman, his faith, is complete. It has reached a level of perfection. Now we all know that the most valuable thing that any person can possess is iman, is true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belief in Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, including all the articles of faith. This is the most prized possession of a person. And from all the worries and all the fikr that come upon the shoulders of a human being, the foremost and greatest worry and fikr should be the iman of a person. The development, the enhancement, the upliftment of this faith and this iman. This connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because ultimately a person's salvation, eternal salvation, depends on the quality, on the level, and the success of this iman of this person. So therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this Hadith Sharif brings together four important qualities which are very practical and which are undertaken by a person, by a human being in everyday life all the time. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed certain conditions with them for them to become beneficial and for them to become a yardstick and a sign and an indication of perfect iman. When we talk about the quality of life, We find today every person wants to lead the best quality of life. In every respect, a person wants to wear the best. A person wants to eat the best. A person wants to drive in the best mode of vehicle, mode of transport, the best vehicle, etc. So it is an inherent quality of a human being to strive for the best. And the person who really leads the highest quality of life is that person who has taken his iman to the level of perfection and completion. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, the first quality and the first sign and indication, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man ahabba lillah. That person who loves, that person who has developed affection and love and muhabbat, and his love and the affection and muhabbat that he has developed in his heart with regards to his relationships, with regards to his friendships and association, all this muhabbat and this love that he has is solely and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The direction of each and every association and relationship that he has. Today we all have relationships. We have parents, we have children, we have spouses, we have wives and husbands, and the different forms of relationships that we share in society. Each and every relationship comes with its love, it comes with its emotion and affection. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when a person is expressing this love, when this person is developing this love in his heart, then this love for each and every person, each and every individual, each and every member of his family, and the love that he shares with friends and associates in society, it may be his ustad, his teacher, it may be peers and colleagues in university or in school, or it may be every form of permissible relationship that a person enjoys. The direction of it, the focus of it should be lillah. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this relationship becomes a true relationship. It becomes a quality relationship. And it becomes a relationship which contributes to the perfection and the completion of his iman. Now, today we all share relationships. We love our parents. We love our spouses. We love our children. We have affection for them. We give time, attention and affection to all those people who are around us, who are important to us. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this one important ingredient needs to be added to all our relationships. And that is the purpose and objective and drive and focus of it has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this changes the entire color of that relationship. It changes the entire direction of that relationship. Because now it is not solely a relationship between two human beings. It is not a relationship of mortality, that when one end of the relationship breaks, then that entire relationship crumbles. Or when there is some animosity, or when there is some difficulty in that relationship, then that relationship falls apart. But that relationship is driven by a greater spirit. It is driven by a higher intention. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillahiyat. And when a person imbibes this, then the true enjoyment, the true lazzat, the true sweetness of a relationship will be tasted in life. So this is the first quality Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated to for the takmeel and the completion of a person's iman. And really, my dear friends, that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum understood what is love. Today we proclaim love, we speak about love, and we send messages, SMSs and emails regarding love, poetry. But true love we must learn from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. A Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asks a very common question. He says, Mata sa'a ya Rasulullah? When will Qiyamah come, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's a very topical question. Today we find in our discussions and circles also, people talk about Qiyamah, speculation, predictions. People want to know when Qiyamah is coming and dates are thrown around. This is something, a matter which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنَّهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَ. Allah has chosen not to reveal the exact date and time of Qiyamah. And therefore, it does not behove a mu'min and a believer also to dabble into this discussion and to speculate and to predict when Qiyamah will come. Rather, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he changes the direction and the focus of the Sahabi's question and his mind and his attention. And he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahabi, ma a'dadna laha. You are asking when Qiyamah is going to come. What preparation have you made for that great event that you are asking when it's going to arrive? You are so eager to know when Qiyamah is coming. What preparation have you made? And this is a question which we should all pose to ourselves. That we talk about the time, the end of time and the last day, which is important for us to discuss the signs of Qiyamah so that we are aware, we are knowledgeable about it. However, this Sahabi replies to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, مَا أَعْتَدْتُ لَهَا مِنْ كَثِيرِ صَلَاتٍ وَلَا صَوْمٍ وَلَا صَدَقَةٍ. Sahabi says, O Rasulullah, I have not prepared for Qiyamah in a very big way. I don't have too much of salah to my account. I don't have too much of ibadah to my account, too much of fasting and sadaqah. I haven't done too much of this. وَلَكِنْ. But there is one thing I can say for sure. أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. There is one thing that is firmly embedded and entrenched in my heart, and that is that I firmly and dearly love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Sahabi a great glad tiding, and he told him, Anta ma'a man ahbabta, that in Qiyamah, in Jannah, you will be with whosoever you love. A person will be with who he associated with who he truly and dearly loved. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala became emotional. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this virtue for all of us? Or it is just specific to this particular sahabi? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, this is a general principle. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with the association and the relationship and the love that he kept in this world. So this is a very vast and detailed topic. We can draw a lot of analogies and lessons and points from here about love. But nonetheless, we are discussing this hadith. The first point was that a person, when he loves, he must love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the direction of his relationship. We are all sharing these relationships. We are all enjoying these relationships. But the focus of it must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that becomes a very beneficial relationship and association. The second part of this hadith and the second sign of the completion and the takmil of the iman of a person is وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person becomes angry, when a person has to express his anger and his resentment for something, then that anger and that resentment is also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very great quality, my dear friends. Today we know, myself, we become angry over little things. And the way we express our anger, it leads to further problems and complications. The manner in which we advise, the manner in which we approach a matter, the manner in which we express ourselves in a difference or in a dispute, it only leads to bigger problems. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this, when a person becomes angry, when a person, the opportunity arises to express one's anger, and to express resentment, وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ, then it should be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person becomes angry for the sake of Allah, my dear friends, then his ego and his emotion is removed from the equation. When a person's focus and his tawajjuh and his attention is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not becoming angry and he doesn't become displeased for his nafs. And then when that person will speak, and he will approach that matter, and he will address the situation. Now it will be with the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the outcome of it, the result of it will be totally something else. So, أحب لله وأبغض لله. There is an incident in a time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very lengthy incident. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his khilafat, he walks into the Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, and he finds that a storm water pipe, which is positioned such that it is directed towards the masjid, and the water that would flow from that stormwater pipe would enter into the masjid and it would flood the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala saw this, he was unhappy. He became naturally angered because it was something which was against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately ordered its removal. So that was abghada lillah. He expressed his displeasure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he took the necessary action. When he removed that, had that gutter, that stormwater pipe removed, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes to him and says, O Nabi of Allah, that stormwater pipe that you have removed was actually mine, and I was given permission by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to construct it there. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, he became extremely emotional. And he asked Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam give you permission to erect that pipe in that place? He said, yes, definitely. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu with him. And he went to that very same position. And he went into the position of ruku, he bent. And he told Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that now you climb onto my back. You climb onto my back and you replace that stormwater pipe and you put it back in the position that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given you permission to put it in. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused. He said, no, I cannot do that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then instructed him and told him that the only way that I will be removed from this emotional hurt and this difficulty that I have brought upon myself is if you have to do this. So Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got onto the back of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he replaced that stormwater pipe back where it was. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was satisfied. And in fact, it is mentioned in the books of history that that very stormwater pipe is still present in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has been kept as a memo of remembrance. And people who go there today, although it is not used as a water pipe, but it is there as a memo of remembrance. So this was abghada lillah wa ahabba lillah. This was expressing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or loving for Allah and also expressing resentment for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part of this hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that wa a'ata lillah wa mana'a lillah. A person when he gives only and solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he has to withhold, then he also withholds and he avoids and he prevents for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah Al-Layl has mentioned very extensively regarding the giving of a believer. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes three oaths, three qasams. One on the night, when the night envelops and brings about the darkness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon the day when the sun brightens and it removes the darkness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam and an oath upon the male and the female, that being who has created dhakar and untha. And the commentary of these ayat are very beautiful. We find that just like how the night and the day are different in their physical appearance and ways, in the same way the anatomy of a man and a woman is different. But the point here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Verily your efforts, your actions, the deeds of insan and mankind are various, they are diverse, they are of different levels. They are different quality. They have different persuasions and intentions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. That person when he gives for the pleasure of Allah. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he has siddq and truthfulness in him. And he abides by the principles of siddq, truthfulness and doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ. And when a person has to give also, my dear friends, today we constrain the concept of giving only to wealth. A person is giving charity. But one very saintly person said, he said, when we give of our wealth, then that is giving. Indeed, we are giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we give of ourselves, when we give of ourselves, then that is truly giving. In other words, when a person may not have the financial resources to help a person, assist a person, be a well-wisher for another mu'min and a believer. But he gives from within himself. It could be anything. It could be a smile. It could be a word of consolation. It could be an upliftment and a motivation to that person. In whatever respect a person is giving, he is giving for the sake of Allah. So, أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ, whenever we are giving, and this is something which we are doing on a daily basis, we are dealing, we are trading, we are doing things on a daily basis where we are exchanging and we are transacting. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person gives, أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ. And the last quality for the completion and the takmeel of the iman of a person is مَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. That at times a person has to give, and there will be times when a person will withhold, when a person will have to restrain. And this is something which happens to us also in our daily life, that there are times when some impermissible transaction or there is some impermissible thing that our family would require or the wife would want to do or the children would want to do, or a person would be asked or will be in a position where he has to go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how does he react and how does he interact? So, وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ, it should not be directed to the person. The resentment, the withholding is not directed to the person. The individual is not targeted. But rather, when we withhold and when we restrain, that also should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we find when we will love for Allah, and when we will become displeased and resent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we will give only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we will withhold and restrain also only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the opportunity for dissension, animosity, hatred, which is so prevalent in our community, that will not arise. Because a person will not be targeting the person. A person will not be targeting the family. A person will not be targeting an individual. But rather the aim and the objective will be the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, give us the understanding of this beautiful hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity and the tawfiq and ability to imbibe and develop these qualities. These qualities will not come in us automatically. We do not wake up one morning and have all these four qualities in us. But it is something which requires mash. It's something which requires development. It's something which requires effort and consciousness. That when we are with our families and we are expressing our love, our attention and focus is directed to Allah before we do the physical action. In the same way, in every respect, when we stop for a moment, we stop for a second, we ponder, we reflect, in which direction is this relationship of mine? In which way, for who am I expressing this love? And then we will find true quality, true reality, true sweetness, true muhabbat in our lives and in our actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us takmeel and of our iman, completion of our iman and perfection of our iman. A person who will make shukr upon his iman every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is when a person is grateful to Allah, Allah increases him. Our mashayikh, they advise that when a person will make shukr on iman every day, then every day of his life his iman will increase. And by the day he will die, he will pass away, his iman will be at the highest level. So let us make shukr upon iman. Let us develop this iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give one and all the tawfiq. Before I complete, I will just mention this one incident which I heard from Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, thumma rahmatullah alayhi, and it will be worthy mentioning it here. He says on one occasion he was waiting in the immigration queue to enter into Pakistan. And he says a person came up to him and asked him a question. Took his passport from him and told him, come onto this side, I will let you go through the immigration, but I want to ask you a question first. So this person asked Hazrat that, can you tell me whether my heart is ticking? Whether my heart is alive? Whether my heart is moving? Obviously by this he meant in the spiritual sense. He was alive, his heart was beating obviously physically. But he wanted to know whether spiritually his heart was ticking. Spiritually his heart was moving forward. So Maulana Rahmatullah Ali in his humility told this person that I do not have those eyes and I do not have that ability to do an x-ray of your heart to tell you whether you are spiritually alive. But there is one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which you can use as a yardstick. And you can gauge whether your iman is moving upwards or your iman is stagnating or declining. And the hadith that was mentioned by Maulana at that time, he said, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. That when your good deeds please you, when you do a good deed, when you perform good deeds, and that brings about serenity, coolness, and happiness in your heart, And when your evil deeds, when your wrongs, when your mistakes, they trouble you, they make you restless, they make you unhappy, they displease you, then فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ, then know that your iman is alive and that you are spiritual alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.